Johann Gutenberg's first presses were made of wood. The metal type was inked with a leather pad, and a sheet of paper was placed over the type. Then wood was pressed over the type by a screw on top of a machine to press the words onto the paper. After printing, the paper was left to dry. It took a great amount of physical strength and skill to avoid smudges and to get the correct amount of pressure between the type and the press. In the 1800s, easier and faster lever presses replaced the screw top design. The most time-consuming part of printing remained setting the metal type by hand. In 1886, Ottmar Mergenthaler designed a mechanized version of the Gutenberg method called linotype. This was used until the 1980s when computers and digitization took over. Now letters, pictures, and page design are electronic and can be sent anywhere in the world to be printed. Although the invention of the printing press opened up the world to new ideas, not everybody was ready for the change. The Roman Catholic Church was one of printing's first enemies, because until the 15th century, learning had been controlled by the church. The Bible could now be studied by people other than priests, and the result was that some people became critical of certain church practices. In an attempt to regain control, the Roman Catholic Church created a list of banned books, and the punishment for printing them was death. Eventually, printing managed to work itself free from the efforts of the church to control it.